Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here at Sudden Service, of course, right off of I-24 in Whites Creek, 500 Hickory Boulevard. So come by and say hello. Donate some warm winter clothing for the homeless. You got some school supplies for the children who need it. And, of course, obviously toys, if you want to bring those by as well. They will give you a free cup of coffee if you come by and donate. I mean, it's obviously
free cup of Joe.
It's just the right thing to do anyway. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't even incentive to try to donate things for children and homeless people, but you do get some coffee if you come by. So they're the great people here at Sudden Service willing to do that for you guys. So get some free coffee, pick you up some supplies for the day, whatever you need as you head on into town and get to work. The Tennessee Titans win yesterday. The Preds obviously got a win 6-4. They had, I think, 4 or 2 goal leads against the New Jersey Devils and P.K. Subban in his return back in Smashville. Obviously, a warm, hearty welcome there from the fans, as expected. Yes. Also, the college football playoff is set. Number 1, LSU. Number 2, Ohio State. Number 3, Clemson. Number 4, Oklahoma. Not really after Utah loses on Friday night in the Pac-12 championship game. Uh-huh. And you see, you know, Georgia losing in convincing fashion. By the way, the Grand Marnier is coming your way.
Yeah.
See what I just did? See that right there?
Ah, you kind of rhyme
with that. It's a
low-key
stunt right
there,
right?
Yeah, you rhyme with that.
I
like your rhyming skills.
Is that right? The low-key stunt?
Yeah.
Stunting?
Like your rhyming skills are dope, man. It's dope.
Literally no one's ever said that to me. So you get the Grand Marnier because I had Georgia plus 14.5, and that even 14.5 wasn't enough. Joe Burrow and LSU absolutely dominates in the SEC championship game. Joe Burrow, just pure brilliance. And it, what it did is it earned them the number one spot in the rankings, which was really critical because they jump Ohio State. Uh-huh. The Buckeyes win against Wisconsin, but they struggle in the first half. So what happens is Ohio State moves to 2. They now have to play Clemson in Glendale in the Fiesta Bowl. Mm-hmm. LSU moves to number 1. They get to play Oklahoma, get, quote-unquote, to play Oklahoma in Atlanta. It's already I think the line for the LSU-Oklahoma game opened at like 8.5, 9. It's already up to like 11. People are putting all the money down on LSU. Meanwhile, Clemson is a favorite over Ohio State. So that was the difference on Saturday between being the 1 seed and the 2 seed, and it might change who plays in the national title game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that was – and we've talked about this even, you know, having – I think we talked with it a little bit with Heather Dinich. No one really, and you and I have discussed, no one really wants to play Clemson in the first round. That's why that 1-2 was so critical. Not to say they're going to come out and say, oh, we don't want to play Clemson, but Clemson has sort of been the forgotten team. And, you know, we
not, not my world, baby.
Yeah, we've looked at them and their resume, and they've just rolled over people. So you tend to forget about them at times because they're so good and they're playing in a conference that's so bad. But
it's not their fault that the ACC
you don't want to play them in the first round. You would rather play them in a championship game. And Ohio State is going to have their hands full. They showed some chink in armor the first half. Wisconsin just couldn't score, you know, point for point with them.
Right, right.
They just don't have the offense to score point for point.
They're not dynamic and
exactly.
Balanced enough.
Yeah. Now, Clemson, they have the offense to score point for point.
How you cover
them.
Those receivers?
You don't. You don't. And then how do you stop the running back? You don't.
Derek, those rankings came out yesterday at 11 a.m. Uh-huh. Central Time. I had my tweet fired up and ready to go. LSU over Oklahoma, Clemson over Ohio State, Clemson over LSU. Clemson is your defending national champion, and they win again. That's my pick right now. I may change it come Christmas time after a few beverages and some presents. But right now, I'm sorry. That Dabo's playing the disrespect card. I mean, he's getting annoying about it, but like, give me Clemson right now. If I walk out of that tunnel in the national championship game with the Clemson Tigers, I don't care who you got. I feel good about it.
I get what you're saying. And
but you're going to stick with your boy. I know.
Yeah. And in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. And the man right now is Clemson because they're defending champions. But
the real man is number 9 in purple and gold.
I mean, he has shown week in and week out, play in and play out, series in and series out, that he is, there's no question, he's the best player in college football right now. I mean, his every player, you know, you go through the season, every player, if you just look at college football, every player that's in a running for Heisman, that top guy, they always have that one Heisman moment, that solidifying moment where you just say, he's Heisman. Desmond Howard with his return, and then he does the Heisman pose. I mean, Matt Zell.
Was it the catch in the end zone?
Manziel
had the fumble thing against Bama.
Manziel, Deshaun Watson.
Lamar.
Lamar Jackson, he had it. I mean, Derrick Henry had it. Just about every, you look back.
When he jumped over the entire Syracuse defense
into
the end zone, I think is when Lamar won the award.
I mean, you look at every guy in recent history that has won the Heisman, they've had that one Heisman play that they're going to continue to play over and over again. Well, Joe Burrow's was this Saturday.
He might have had like four this year.
Yeah, but that play, I think that solidified for everybody.
A little dipsy.
He was trapped in a pocket.
Dipsy dude.
He got out a la Tom Brady and kind of ran over to the side, a la, you know, another court, Aaron Rodgers, and just threw it off one leg and threw a strike to his receiver, which he almost scored. I think it was Jefferson. It might have been Jefferson.
And frankly, I kind of wanted to see him score. Just to have the play be complete, right?
Yes.
Like it almost felt like
I wanted to see him score. But, I mean, this kid, he's shown that by going to LSU, that was the smartest move LSU could have made by recruiting him to go there. Ed Orgeron by saying, you know what? We need a dynamic offense. We have a quarterback. We need a dynamic offense. They go out and get Joe Brady, and the rest is history. They got a bunch of receivers. They recruited a bunch of receivers. They got a back that's unstoppable. This offense, from a balance standpoint, their defense played pretty good this past weekend,
say,
too.
Their
defense stepped up this weekend.
The scary thing is if the defense we've seen the last 2 weeks gave up 7 points to A&M and totally shut down A&M in the season finale.
They're getting healthier now.
And made Jake Fromm look. Grant Delpit's healthy. Stingley's not a freshman anymore, really. He's at the end of his freshman year. Made an unbelievable interception against Georgia.
Yeah, two of them.
If the defense is as good as we've seen in the last two games, meaning the way they played against Georgia and the way they played against A&M. Mm-hmm. If they're that good, that does change the dynamic of how people are going to view LSU because we already view them as unstoppable on offense.
Uh-huh.
That Oklahoma will – this is the best defense Oklahoma's played or had in the playoff. They've been there, 4 years, I think. Mm-hmm. This is the best defense Lincoln Riley's had in the playoff. There's no chance they're going to stop Joe Burrow. So if LSU is even playing just a small bit of defense – that team is going to turn into they're already number one. They're the number one team in the nation. They're the best team in the country. I'm assuming you're picking them to win the whole thing right now. So listen, I like Clemson only because that's who I'm picking right now. Experience. They've been there. That roster is full of guys that has stood on that field in a playoff game, and they know what to expect. But they got to go through Ohio State, and Ohio State's no joke either.
Yeah.
Ohio State's salty. They're really good on both sides of the ball. Justin Fields did not look 100% against Wisconsin, but I think he'll be back healthy when they've got their 20-day layoff here before the game starts. So it should be very interesting. I mean, those are as good a top three teams as I've ever seen in college football.
Well, if Clemson is smart, they will force Fields to beat him through the air. I don't think he's as good right now as throwing a football if you make them one-dimensional. They're able to run the football with J.K. Dobbins, but if you make them one-dimensional and force Fields to throw the football. That's what Wisconsin was able to do in the first half. They took the ball out of J.K. Dobbins' hands. They forced Fields to beat them throwing the football, and he had trouble doing that. Now, the second half, they got back to running the football, and they opened some things up. But if you stop their running game and force Fields to throw the football, I think they're going to have trouble. And I think that's what Clemson's going to do. They're going to force him to beat them through the air, which I don't think Ohio State can. LSU, I think they will force Oklahoma to throw the football. I like Hurts, but I don't like him enough.
He makes too many mistakes.
Yeah, he's this offense has struggled the latter part of the season, and they've had to come back against team. Now their defense has played better, but they've had to come back against teams. But if you look at LSU, their defense is healthy. They're playing much better. They're getting to the quarterback. But their offense, man, you watch them. It's like Joe Burrow is a man amongst boys. That offense is playing at such a high clip that it even when they have a breakdown, they seem to make a play. He always finds an outlet.
He caught a pass for 16 yards and a first down.
It's like, what more can happen? Like, what more can go this guy's way?
He threw it to himself for 16 yards.
At one point, he led the team in rushing.
That's true, and a bunch of first downs as well. Here's Oklahoma's margin of victory the last six games. They lost to Kansas State. They lost to Iowa State by one. They lost to Baylor by three. They beat Iowa State by one. They beat Baylor by three. They beat TCU by four. They beat Oklahoma State pretty handily by 18 on the road. And then they beat Baylor by seven. They're not beating people the way Oklahoma normally beats people. So you're right about the offense. I think LSU in game one is a foregone conclusion, which is why, of course, they put Ohio State and Clemson in the evening slot.
Yeah.
So they got the and oh, by the way, if LSU wins, they will be playing in the national championship game in the city of New Orleans.
It's a home game for them.
NOLA will be crazy with the purple and gold. Where are the Tennessee Volunteers going? They are headed to a bowl game, of course. We knew that. But where are they going? And why all the drama? Why does it have to be something dramatic with the Tennessee Volunteers football program? They can't just have a regular day where they celebrate something fun. Instead, there's got to be all kinds of drama. We'll explain where the Vols headed. We'll tell you that. Coming up next right here on ESPN Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. You're listening to Morning Drive, live from Sudden Service out here in Whites Creek, right off I-24, 500 Hickory Boulevard. Stop by, donate some warm clothing, toys, or school supplies, of course, for the great kids and people in need in Nashville. And you'll get some free coffee out of the deal. So come by, say hello. You get to shake Derek Mason's hand and avoid me. It's fine. It's all good. I don't have a problem. Marquise back in the Wholesale Link studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. And the Tennessee Volunteers are going to Jacksonville. We thought for a second they were going to come here. Yesterday, the news started to break. I believe, you know, all kinds of people, including myself, were duped into the Louisville, Tennessee, coming to the Music City Bowl. And on its face, I thought, that's a hell of a get by Scott Ramsey in the Music City Bowl. I know that Tennessee fans don't necessarily buy all the hotels, but Nashville doesn't exactly have a hotel problem as far as selling the rooms. But they would own the city. The stadium would be packed. It would be Tennessee-Louisville. It would be a huge game. And then it turns out, I guess, some drama goes down in the league office where Tennessee was okay with that, but then they realized they wanted to go somewhere else. So they campaigned the league office, and they said they had a better record than Kentucky. And so Kentucky, they involved in Charlotte, and so they sort of strong-armed the SEC a little bit to get what they want, and now they're headed down to play Indiana in Jacksonville in the Tax-Slayer Gator Bowl. So should be a ton of fun, but it's just so much drama. It can't just be a normal thing with the Tennessee Volunteer football game.
I guess, you know, I don't know, because I think the Music City – the Franklin Mortgage Music City Bowl is great. Scott Ramsey and his team, each year they put on a great show. Their hospitality is wonderful. They make it very welcoming for the two teams and their families. You know, they're going to have, I think it's a lunch or a dinner for the families. That's what Scott was explaining. They're going to have things downtown. It's a lot of things that are going to be going on here in Nashville for the two teams. So, you know, if UT was, you know, if they did accept the invitation, then they would have had a wonderful time. But instead, they're going to Jacksonville.
Now, there's positives there, too.
Yeah, there's positives there, too.
There's a reason Tennessee wanted to do that. Now, I'm not sure why you – I mean, I don't think playing Indiana gets the fan base fired up
no,
at all.
No, not really.
Now, it's more of a better chance to win. I think Louisville's a better opponent. But you want – Jeremy Pruitt wants to recruit Florida. And yeah. So that's why you want to get down there. And the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl is played on January 2nd. It's a little bit more of a – there's a high profile 7 p.m. Eastern time, so you get prime time in the state of Florida. Those are all the reasons, and I don't blame Tennessee for wanting that. I think that makes some sense. It was just a kind of a chaotic afternoon.
But they went from not going to bowl games to now dictating what bowl games they're going to. It's like, right. Seriously?
And it pushes Kentucky, of course, to the Belk Bowl against Virginia Tech in Charlotte on New Year's Eve, which is a great game, too. But, again, I think if you have to choose, January 2nd, 7 p.m. in Florida gives you a lot of opportunity to recruit and sell your product. So I think that was a big win for the Tennessee Volunteers. And Kentucky fans, apparently, I'm following our boy Matt Jones on Twitter all day yesterday, and Kentucky fans
are
just irate about this whole thing because I think they thought they were headed down to Jacksonville, and as it turns out, they are not. Now, I wonder, and I don't, you know, Scott Ramsey probably never tell us the truth on this. I wonder if they'd be cool with a Kentucky-Louisville match. I doubt they would do that since they played the final week of the regular season. But I think that would draw a ton of people. Instead, Mississippi State's coming here, which is, again, a really nice fan base in Nashville. They will travel there, passionate fan base, not nearly as passionate as Tennessee. It's not as good of a matchup for them. Louisville-Mississippi State doesn't ring the way Louisville and Tennessee does. But Tennessee got their way. And you have to like it if you're a Vols fan that you're playing down. You'll probably be a favorite over Indiana pretty heavily, and it means you're playing a game on January 2nd, and that's high profile right there for the Tennessee Volunteers. Like you said, a team that wasn't even in the playoffs. I mean, a team that wasn't even expecting to get to a bowl game after the first month and a half of the season.
Yeah, not that. Now they have the potential of winning 8 games this season. I don't think no one picked them to win, you know, 8 games. The most might have been 6-7 at the most. But Jeremy Pruitt and his staff has done a wonderful job at keeping that team together after a really bad beginning, you know, and some things going on with that team. So they managed to keep all that stuff together, and you reap the benefits now. You're headed to Jacksonville to play in the Gator Bowl against Indiana. Indiana is a good team. I think it's going to be a good matchup because Indiana
is – Tom Allen's a good coach.
Yeah, Indiana's a really good team. They can score points now. Indiana can score points in bunches. Their offense is really good.
They have two good quarterbacks.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good matchup for UT. Big Ten, SEC, you know who I'm going for.
SEC, right?
I'm a Big Ten boy, you know that. But I do, you know, I do. I hope Jeremy Pruitt goes, you know, down to Jacksonville and they continue to play the way they have been playing. I hope Garantano goes out there, goes to Jacksonville and continues to play the way he has been playing.
They should win on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
the line of scrimmage is where they should win, and so it should be interesting to keep track of that. So Tennessee headed to the Tax Slayer Bowl. You got your college football playoff set.
Tax Slayer Bowl. I said Gator Bowl.
Oh, it's the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
Gator Bowl. Okay.
It's the same thing.
It's so
dude, you
long.
Can't you need 14
it's
sponsors.
Like, yeah. It's like, seriously?
Yeah. You need 14 sponsors. It's you're not cool unless you have at least 14 sponsors. Speaking of our wonderful sponsors, of course, here's the Twitter account you need to know. At 1025 underscore MD. That's the Morning Drive Twitter account. That's our show's Twitter account, at 1025 underscore MD. You need to tweet us today. We are giving one of these away every single day this week and next. A $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Day Spa. You will get that, again, one of those each day, and we get to pick. We just get to pick. You, me, Marquise, we just get to select. And here's what I want. Every day there'll be a different question, a different request, but here's what I want. Tweet at 1025 underscore MD, the worst Christmas gift you have ever gotten as an adult.
Yes.
As an adult, because I think we've all gotten, like, underwear and socks and
yeah,
been like, come
kid,
on, man.
Even though we could have gotten a good
adult
gift, But if we didn't get the gift we wanted, it was a bad gift.
It was all bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bad gift.
This is the wrong Huffy, Mom.
Yeah.
I wanted a 10-speed. So at 1025 underscore MD, tweet the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten as an adult, and we will judge those. And at the end of the show, a $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Day Spa. And then if you don't win, we'll do it again tomorrow. And then again the next day. We're doing it all day, every day this week and every day next week, of course, as we head into the Christmas season.
Uh-huh.
You were given a terrible gift. This will give you an opportunity to either give it to somebody as a great gift or maybe just treat yourself a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself is better.
You didn't watch Parks and Rec, did you?
No, I didn't.
Treat yourself.
I would treat myself with that gift certificate.
Gina, were you a Parks and Rec? God, what is wrong with these people I work with?
Nobody was a Parks and Rec.
It's fantastic.
Amy Poehler. Parks and Recs.
Oh, God.
I did, God.
Treat yourself. Anyway.
Break yourself. I know that.
At 1025 underscore MD, tweet us the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten as an adult, and we'll award one of those gift cards at the end of the show today. Each day. Every day. Every day we're giving away. $100 gift card. So, again, at 1025 underscore MD. Have I told you guys where to tweet yet?
Yep.
Everybody got it?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Titans win 42-21 yesterday, one of the most efficient offensive days in the history of the organization and across the NFL all season long. Corey Curtis from News 2 going to join us when we come back. We'll talk Tennessee Titans as they are now 8-5 and tied for first place in the AFC South. Corey Curtis when we return right here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.